Thank you for listening to the inspirational message of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. This week's scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. Hear now the word of the Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. May God bless the reading and hearing of Scripture. When I read about Simeon and Anna meeting the infant Jesus and his earthly parents, the first word that immediately comes to mind is waiting. The Scripture does not tell us Simeon's age, but I picture him being at least middle age or older, learned and wise. I can picture him on the temple grounds, scanning the faces in the crowd, wondering if this is the day he sees the Messiah, waiting. In Anna's widowhood, she spent her days in the temple, worshiping and praying. I can picture her gazing upward in prayer, asking God to show her what next, and waiting. The season of Advent is coming to its climax. The event we've been waiting for is here, the birth of Jesus. I hope that you have found joy and hope in these last few weeks. These last several months of altered plans due to coronavirus have also put us in a season of waiting, waiting to return to being physically present with family and friends, waiting to not have to mask up or to be extra vigilant washing up. We've watched with hope and joy to see the first vaccines being administered. What a year 2020 has been. I hope that you have had a Merry Christmas, and I wish you a 2021 filled with hope and joy. Amen.